This is Just Chirpin', the voice of El Paso Rhino Hockey. Michael Hissom reporting, January 6th, 2011. The El Paso Rhinos closed 2010 participating in the Western State Hockey League's annual showcase in Las Vegas. In addition to the four games they played, the showcase gave college scouts a chance to check out the Rhino players. One of those coaches is Bill Moore from St. Mary's University in Minnesota.
I was very impressed. I think we always are a little bit leery of the Tier 3 players just because of the fact that our league that we play in is so North American League oriented. But it was great to watch, and I think the only major differences is probably depth. The high skill level is still very good. It's just a matter of whether they can sustain it between their second, third, and fourth lines the way they do with their first line.
Okay, so that begs the question, Coach. You're talking about skill levels and depth of skill levels. What's that little difference, if it's really little, between that what you see up on a first line and what you'd see further back? Well, what's really the difference as a coach that you see in the skill level?
I think that a lot of that depends upon what program that you're going to and what their coaches are looking at. We play on an Olympic-sized sheet of ice, so our number one thing that we look at is skating and whether or not they're fast enough to compete on the bigger surface. We like a certain style that we can stretch the play out and high skill level with passing and trying to find passing lanes and things like that. And so that was what I'm looking at. If you're looking at another coach who likes to play very physical and get in the corners, they might be looking for a different player than I am, you know what I mean? But I really like the fact that some of the guys had some very, very good speed, good hand skills, and were not afraid to block shots and do the things they need to do in the defensive end.
Coach, you're talking about what players need to do on ice. That's one skill set. Yet, as I talk to coaches, especially those looking at the Junior A programs, they're looking for attributes of a player that are not necessarily skills. Tell us more about that, please.
Well, we won't even recruit a kid unless we get recommendations from his coaches that their character is good. I don't need an All-American that's going to get arrested or that's going to cause trouble on campus or that might be academically ineligible. So for me, character is absolutely the most important thing. They've got to realize that they're going to school first and playing hockey second. Our institution is very challenging when it comes to academic standards, and if they aren't good enough in the classroom, it doesn't matter how skilled they're going to be, they're going to be academically ineligible. So we've got to make sure that we get a good quality character person, a good quality academic person. And then from there, we start looking at the different skills as far as the hockey player is concerned.
Taking a look at the St. Mary's roster, the hockey program, something jumps out. And what it is, it's more or less to say that the El Paso Rhinos have become a St. Mary's farm club. Am I being facetious?
No, I'll take those guys in a heartbeat, man. We got Austin Belko right now is an absolutely phenomenal player. We've got Andrew Ketterer, who is a big physical player right now. He's adjusting to the bigger sheet, but he's a number six defenseman. And for a freshman to walk into an established conference like we have and get any game time, that's a good thing. So we also have a couple guys that are on our JV that are hoping to make varsity next year with Nicolano and Trevor Erickson. But the most important thing is those guys are absolutely quality kids, quality players. But Belko was a Dean's List kid first semester, so... what more do you want when you got a kid that's a top-line player, Dean's List, and just a tremendous individual as well?
That's Bill Moore, head coach of St. Mary's University in Minnesota. Now let's head out to the west side of El Paso and the Rhinos Training Center to talk showcase and more hockey with Captain Garrett Poland and forward Tyler Ridgedell. Guys, you've come back from the showcase. Garrett, the record says 2 wins, 2 losses. You're the captain. Size up the team effort during showcase.
We've had 2 really good games and 2 mediocre games. We beat their 2 top teams in their division, which we feel good about. And against the 2 other teams, you know, we didn't play our best, but still good to come out there with 2 wins.
Tyler, word is you yourself, you had a pretty good showcase. Tell us about what happened and what you learned from it.
I just learned you got to play consistently throughout the whole weekend, and it's just hard work like it takes every other game.
And you talk about this hard work. How did you prepare for this event? Now, this is your at least second, if not third, with the Rhinos. How did you prepare differently for this time around?
I just worked a lot harder on trying to accomplish all the little things and winning the little battles to do what's necessary for the team to win.
Garrett, you're the captain of the team. You've been through this before. What about your encouragement to your fellow players, knowing that the scouts are out there, that famous line in Slapshot, scouts, you know they were there, you know their hockey future's on the line. What kind of advice did you give these guys?
Just don't worry about the scouts, just play, you know. We're a team first. We got a year left before we got to worry about any of that, so let's just play the team and do what we can do to win.
A question comes up. A word is many scouts out there. If I can ask either one of you, did you have a chance to talk to the scouts, and what was that experience like, and what kind of feedback did they give you? Tyler?
We talked to a couple of colleges. NYU talked to my dad, and they gave me a phone call the other day. They said they really liked how I played physical and how hard I work and whatnot, and talked to Wooster after the game, and they said like the same thing.
Well, I'm sure you got to be very interested in what might happen out of that, and that's why you guys are here. Okay, let's take a look at the experience, Garrett. You've got basically the second half of the season sitting. What lessons learned from Showcase are you guys going to bring back to this team? Because I think right now the focus needs to be getting into the playoffs.
Consistency. I think we're going to try and play every weekend like it's playoffs. So every weekend we got to win the three games. So it's just consistency.
What about some of the progress you've seen? Let's take a look at some of the basic areas of hockey, the handling of the puck, how the passing, those types of things. What are the improvements you're seeing in each of those areas?
Definitely, I mean, our smart play. Like, everybody has their heads up. They kind of know where the other guys are on their line. They're starting to feel each other out more. So it's working. I think that's working the best.
And we take a look at the standings. You guys are not in first place, but you're within about a weekend of it because the games in hand kind of kick in. So, Tyler, yourself, you've been, you know, third year in this team, and you only know what first place looks like. What more drive will that give you to really strive for first, knowing you're not there, and you guys are so used to it?
It just makes you want to push that much harder because we know we should be in first, and we've dropped games to them we know we shouldn't have, and in the past we've always come out on top, and it's just what we're used to, and that's how coach expects it.
You know, you're talking about the coach's expectations, Tyler. One thing I've learned in covering this team, and we're down here at the training center, folks, so I basically have given away my next question, the importance of training, the importance of conditioning. What dividends is it paying for you?
It pays a lot of dividends. It's been a lot more better experience, and in the past I played on teams where we didn't do anything, and this is just, it's unbelievable how much better you are as a team and how much it helps and pays off.
Garrett, you got the team back in the bus, you're heading back. What's the first thought as team leader that you have that you are really going to be focusing on, that you are going to be doing to get this team where it needs to be in the playoffs?
I think we're going to Christmas break right after, so I told everybody just have a good break. Don't worry about hockey, don't think about hockey, but come back and let's be prepared. And let's come back and practice hard work like we're playing every game, and then go out and let's get into playoffs and win.
And one final note, before the playoffs, you have a good homestand coming in February. You're home one weekend in January, you're home three in February before the playoffs. What are your expectations of the fans, and what do you want the fans to do?
Show up. Just get crazy, get wild, let them know that you're in Rhino country.
And guys, you've got a big weekend coming up. You're starting out on the road, coming back, then back on the road, but a big February. Like we said earlier, you want the fans to show up. So, congratulations to you. You picked up a couple against a couple of tough teams in the showcase. And a reminder to everybody here, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Rhino Hockey.